The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 917. It's the 7th of November 2017. On the podcast today, I have Nick von Schoending, Executive Chairman of Ortac Resources. Ticker there is OTC. And Nick talks about their intention to acquire Casa Mining. Also on the podcast, John Forster, CEO of Kora Gold, at C-O-R-A. And John gives an update from his flagship Sanankora Gold discovery in southern Mali. And as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick von Schoending, Executive Chairman of Ortac Resources. That's OTC ticker. Nick, thanks for joining me again.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Now, you've had some exciting news out of late and about the acquisition. We'll get to that in a bit. Before we do, for people listening right now who are new to the podcast or not quite aware of what Ortac is all about, Nick, can you give a brief summary as to your business?
Of course, Ortac is an exploration company with assets in Africa, namely the DRC and Zambia, with a small asset in Eritrea, and another gold exploration asset in Slovakia.
Excellent stuff. And you're in Slovakia at the moment, is that correct?
I am indeed.
Okay, so doing some work there. But let's go on to this immediate bit of news. So the proposed acquisition of Casa Mining Limited. So you had, was it 44% of this previously? Is that right?
It's effectively, that's correct. We have a 20% direct stake and then a balance in a convertible. Mm-hmm. So what today is about is over the weekend we've agreed a binding agreement with just under 34% of the Casa shareholders. We've also converted a $2 million convertible loan at the same price at 55 cents a share. So following this acquisition and the loan note being converted, we'll earn 70% of Casa going forward, and we will make an offer for the balance of the minority at the same price.
Yeah, so I take it you like what's going on at Casa, and you had some recent drill results out. So take us through why you like Casa, Nick.
Well, it's a very, very interesting gold deposit in eastern DRC, South Kivu. We've completed, as you say, 8 holes, about just under 2,000 meters. Mm-hmm. And last week we announced the results, some of which were very exciting, 25 meters at a great 8 grams a ton, and including 5 meters at 23 grams a ton. So the latest results really support a resource in excess of 2 million ounces, and that's very exciting for us. This could develop into a very significant potential operation going forward.
Yes, excellent stuff. And so how long do you expect to take this acquisition to take, Nick?
Well, we've announced that we've opened it up to the minorities, or will once we complete the acquisition, which is expected to be later this week, for 6 months. So they have 6 months then to accept.
Okay, and as far as you being in Slovakia, what's happening there?
Well, as you know, Sturek is the gold asset we have in Slovakia. It's a 1.3 million ounce resource, JORC resource. We've had problems in the past with challenges around some NGOs and the ban of cyanide. So it's an asset that is potentially valuable, and we would like to look at all options going forward to see whether we can drive value from this. But the core focus, as I've said before, of the group is really Africa, and more precisely Casa going forward. But we're not going to leave any other assets like Slovakia with any sort of fire sale process. We really do want to realize value and see what options we can drive there.
Excellent stuff. And so, for people now following Ortac, what kind of news can they expect next? Obviously, you can't give too much detail, but what are they likely to expect over the next, say, before Christmas?
Well, look, in terms of drilling results, I mean, we are processing two more holes at the moment. That should come out in the next fortnight. That's 114 and 115. We're currently drilling another two, 116 and 117. Obviously, we can't say and we don't know what the results of those will be, but they'll come out over the next fortnight or so. Then, obviously, we will update as we progress the CASA transaction and depending on how much of the minority of the 30% accept, we'll be updating on that periodically as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a very much a new chapter for ALTAC. We will have what will be a wholly owned or ultimately wholly owned asset on our books, and a very exciting one at that.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, Nick, well, if someone's liking this, the strategy sort of refocus and direction you're taking, but they're not yet following you on Vox Markets, could you give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please?
Well, I think we have a revamped strategy with a new board, very clear focus on our African assets with some outstanding drill results and in a healthy cash position. So we have a very exciting future going forward and based on that.
Good to chat to you, Nick, and hopefully we'll chat again in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, fresh from Mali, it's John Forster, CEO of Kora Gold, and that's C-O-R-A. John, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you very much.
That is true. You see, you're fresh off the plane. Is that right? Pretty much?
That's right. Just dusting, getting all the dust out of my boots and my clothes. So sitting back here in the UK, just reviewing and considering what I've just been seeing.
Excellent stuff. Well, before we go into the news, because you released a positive update there down there in Mali, before we go into that news, John, for people listening, so I know you're newly listed, give a brief summary as to what Kora Gold is all about, please.
Yeah, sure. So Kora Gold is a gold exploration company, which, as you say, recently listed on AIM, and we're focusing on the renowned gold belts of Mali in West Africa. So Kora is managed by a highly experienced team, been operating in West Africa for 25 years with a number of significant discoveries under its belt and that have been mined or are in development. So the principal focus of Kora is its Sankora gold discovery in South Mali, which is on the same gold belt that hosts that new Yamfalila gold mine of Hummingbird Resources that's very close to completion.
Mm-hmm. And obviously they are a shareholder. I think, is it 34% they hold?
That's right, 34%. Mm-hmm. But we do operate, obviously, as an independent company, very much so, with our experienced team. But I'll just highlight, I think, that Sankora that we're talking about, it's remarkable in so much that it's got these two parallel gold zones that have so far been identified by reconnaissance drilling. Mm-hmm. And they can be traced at surface for some 14 kilometers. And so the primary objective of Kora at the moment is to now undertake the necessary drilling that could demonstrate that Sankora has the potential to become a standalone gold mine. So this program is scheduled to start at the end of this month.
Okay, all right. And as far as this positive update you got there, what are the details? Take us into the details, John. What do we know here?
Yeah, so the announcement really describes the results of a re-evaluation of the historical data. Mm-hmm. And I've used parameters that we believe are appropriate for this type of gold mineralization. So the historical data shows that reconnaissance levels of drilling over this 14-kilometer-long zone, on that, the drill fences were set about 400 meters apart. But what we've done here is really just focus on 1.6 kilometers of that, which an area that's been split into two zones that we call zones A and B. And these areas were previously drilled systematically with drill fences between 50 to 200 meters apart, to vertical depths of typically 80 to 120 meters. And this level of drilling really is sufficient to increase our confidence in both the style of the gold mineralization and its geometry. And I guess the key information that's come from this is, first of all, excellent continuity of the gold mineralization from drill section to section. Secondly, the majority of the drill intercepts are of a grade and a width that could be amenable to mining, with intercepts, for example, of 25 meters at 2.1 grams per ton and 23 meters at 2.3 grams per ton. The drilling has also showed that, importantly, the depth of weathering is deep, in places even down to, you know, much more than 100 metres, which highlights the potential for a future lower-cost mining project. Further, this evaluation really points to the possibility for higher-grade shoots within the overall mineralised package, which have as yet not really been followed up. So if we can confirm this, it could allow us to build resources at depth as well as along strike.
So what's next, John? What's the next steps you're going to take?
So the next step really is our first drilling program then is scheduled to start within the month.
Mm-hmm.
And the information that we obtain from this evaluation, the information we have already obtained, that's going to guide us on our target planning. And so with the first phase of drilling over the next 6 months or so is really on focusing on demonstrating that size potential for future resources before we then sort of step back and start that infill resource drilling program.
And your personal take, John, what's your thoughts and feelings here?
Well, I'm excited. I've seen a lot of deposits in West Africa, gold deposits over the years. Spend a lot of time walking up and down these things. And I think what impresses me as much as anything here is just the scale of the property. 14 kilometres doesn't sound that much on paper, but when you try and walk it, it really makes you appreciate the size you have.
But it is a lot, isn't it, 14 kilometres? I mean, you know, in anyone's book, there's quite a lot. So essentially, late November, we're in November now, so you'll start targeting that amount. And so how long will this take, John? When will we get results back from that?
Yeah, our drilling programme, as you say, starts at the end of this month. I mean, anticipating results should start flowing on a regular basis from early in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire program of 15,000 metres of RC drilling, and we will also do some core drilling as well, I'm anticipating that we'd like to try and complete that within about a six-month period, so about June, July next year.
Excellent stuff. And obviously you'll get regular results coming out from that, yeah?
Very much so. Regular news flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with the laboratories are established, well established in Mali, so the samples don't have to go a long way to be analysed.
Yeah, but so far you're happy with what's happening there, and like you said, you're quite excited, yeah?
Very much so. I said we do have a very experienced team on the ground of Malian geologists, and what that has meant is that we've been able to mobilise extremely fast. We've really got on the ground, built our first camp, which is a tented camp, and have started all the preparatory work for drilling literally within a week or so.
Cool. All right. Well, John, I think there's only one thing left for you to do here. If people are listening to this and they like the sound of this, as you do, but are not yet following you on Vox Markets, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please.
Certainly. Well, first of all, following the listing, we're well-funded to achieve the drill programs we've been talking about. And as I've highlighted, we do have a professional and highly experienced team with a successful track record to take the discovery forward. But most importantly, of course, we are sitting on a gold discovery. And we're really at that sort of start line for value creation. If we look at some of our peers, it's clear that as we start to generate that flow of drill results, that we believe that market focus will really start to emerge with the potential for real significant re-rating as it becomes clearer as to the scale of the discovery and its potential to become a standalone gold mine.
Excellent stuff, John. Good to chat to you. And like you say, you're starting a busy program at the end of this month, and no doubt we'll catch up again then. And I look forward to chatting.
Yeah, many thanks, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Jangada Mines, JAN. Like I said, I did a blog on those the weekend. You can read the blog, just go to their page there, which is Jan, of course, ticker on Vox, and you'll see the blog. Also, at four, Greatland Gold, GGP. At three, Horizonte Minerals, HZM. At two, Cogen Power, CGP. And number one, most followed company, Neil was on the podcast yesterday, it's Vesarion, VRS, in the world of graphene there. Very exciting area. I just think, for me, a lot of people, a lot of experts are saying that graphene will be big. It's not if, It will be big, just a matter of time. And so in my head as an investor, I want exposure to that. And there's several companies floated that in the graphene space, and I quite like Neil, and I've written a couple of blogs on Neil's post, Neil's company. So it's probably worth checking out. Okay, top five most liked RNSs come from the following companies. At five, Horizonte Minerals, HZM. Mine plan submitted to Brazil's mining agency. At four, Infrastrata, that's Infra, board appointments and change of registered office. At three, Ascent Resources, AST, notice of shareholder conference call. At two, also Ascent Resources, award of options. And number one, most liked RNS, come from Tolu Energy, or T-L-O-U, or Talau, depends how much, or Clow. It's core hole drilling and seismic survey update. And we covered the chart with Nicola Duke, as I did with Ascent and Horizonte earlier on in the podcast. So check that out. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.